Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good morning on Palmetto Mornings on this Tuesday edition, WRHI 100.1. I'm Tyler Cupp.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Lucas McFadden has the day off. We are checking in with our friends from our different municipalities with a lot going on this weekend. Well, really, the extended weekend of July 4th. And here with the city of Tiga K, it's Gretchen Kaler. Hey, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you do have a lot going on right there on the website. Let Freedom Ring, a full packed 3 days of events happening in Tiga K. Let's start with this Saturday. What's going on?
We've got something for everybody on those 3 days. So our first thing is Saturday night at Rundy Park. We've got Gump Fiction coming for our concert. So that should be super exciting.
We were saying earlier, Gump Fiction, I mean, it looks like a vibe. You just look at their picture, 90s throwback band. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have the national anthem there. We're trying to get somebody to do a nice welcome for the holiday kickoff. So I'm really excited.
So is it like a cover band?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think they probably do a little bit of covers.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how.
It says the ultimate 90s experience.
Oh, then they probably
yeah.
do.
I mean, if you look at them, they're in like your baggy jeans. You've got the chains. You've got the headband, like rock and roll. I think it's going to be all out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us about Monday, July 3rd.
Monday, we've got the boat parade, which we're still taking registration for. If anybody wants to sign up, they can do that on our website. We've got the Goat Boater Fun Run. It's kind of like a paddleboard race on the water, I've learned. If you want to sign up for that, you're more than welcome to. Absolutely. All this stuff you can find on our website if you want to sign up and participate.
And that's at Windjammer Park.
Correct. So the boat parade is going to launch off at Nivens Creek, but it'll end up at Windjammer, and then the ski show will take place after that. So if you want to sit at Windjammer and wait, and you can catch both at the same time.
Probably have to get there early. It's going to be packed house.
We actually aren't even allowed parking at Windjammer. So if you want to park and watch those, you can park at Tiga K Elementary School, or you can park at the Glennon Center, and we'll have a shuttle pickup.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is there times when shuttle pickup is happening all on the website for people?
Correct. It begins at 5:30 that evening, I'm pretty sure, but you can find more information on the website.
Now, the boat parade is something that I actually heard about before I moved here in Tiga K. I knew some people that lived around in the area, and this has been quite a draw for quite some time from what I understand.
Absolutely. So I knew coming into this job that 4th of July was like our thing. We did the 4th of July. And so I've never heard of a boat parade, but I'm super excited to see all the decorations. And we've got medals for that and the land parade the next day.
Well, I have to say the flip-flop, I know you're from the Myrtle Beach area, came from there, and I kind of grew up with some friends there, and it was more of a golf cart parade during 4th of July. So now you come here, and it's even bigger and better, the boat parade. And if you look on Tiga K's website to give you a little glimpse at what these boats do, I mean, they go all out.
Absolutely.
Tyler. It's cool.
All right, so you mentioned it briefly. Kind of go into detail. What is a Carolina Ski Show?
The Carolina Ski Show is the group that we have. They're a local group that participates. It's kind of exactly what you think. Like, they're out on skis, and they've got all these tricks and these routines, and it's really cool to see. And so they'll have their show that evening on Monday. And they actually were just out at a competition. I think some national competition they were a part of.
Oh, that's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
You look at those, and it's all ages that are out there. Like, we're not just saying these are the youngsters where their joints are still in place. You've got all walks of life out there doing those ski shows, and it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do that. Could you imagine Tyler and I out there doing that?
No, I can't.
Surprise!
All right, so let's go to the big day, Tuesday, July 4th. There appears to be a ton going on.
Absolutely. It's going to be a long day on Tuesday, but it's going to be a really fun day. So we're starting off with our kickoff of our land parade. If you want to sign up, you're more than welcome to. You can join us on our website. That's going to be kickoff is at 9 a.m. outside of Tiga K Elementary School, and we'll go up the peninsula and come back out. Then that afternoon, beginning at 4:30, we're going to have the Lions Fish Fry at the Glennon Center, followed by the Mayor's State of the City address again. And then that evening, we've got the fireworks show at the Glennon Center at 9:30.
So I'm kind of curious with this. The Mayor's State of the City, is that just kind of, you know, I guess what I'm getting to, this is pretty much like the Super Bowl for Tiga K.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is kind of him welcoming people, maybe new visitors, you know, new residents, stuff like that to the city. So that's kind of interesting.
It's also our birthday. It's our 41st birthday.
41st?
Really? Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, happy 41st birthday. I had to think through that one.
Tiga K, you don't look a day over 22.
Yeah, right. Look young
good
at
for
heart.
You. All right, so you said this is the Super Bowl. So how much preparation goes into this for you?
For me, as well as our events coordinator, we have done a bunch. And she just came in the beginning of May. So this is like all she's done since she started. She's had a lot on her plate. We're still getting a whole lot of stuff figured out, pushing out a lot of information. And that's our biggest thing is we want everybody to come join us for our birthday celebration and our July 4th celebration. We want people to let freedom ring. So if you see this, share it out, invite your friends, invite everybody to come hang out with us.
Do we know the budget for the fireworks at the Glennon Center on the 4th?
I have heard some numbers, and it is pretty big for that fireworks show. And they said we burn it in like 20 minutes.
I have never met more critics than your Southerners when it comes to 4th of July fireworks.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If you don't go big, they're sitting back on the other cul-de-sac or down the road judging your fireworks. Not your cooking, your fireworks.
Absolutely.
I will say that is my favorite thing. We mentioned that earlier. I just love seeing the sky lit up. And I know there's controversy as we want to respect pets and those that may have PTSD, whether it's our military that served. But on the flip side, for those that do enjoy it, you guys put on a spectacular and how it glistens over the water. It's a sight worth seeing. So I always say, rotate around your cities every year. There's always different events happening. If you haven't been to the Tiga K one, to Tyler's point, that was the first thing he heard about coming to.
Yeah, that was one of the first things, Now, does the preparations for next year's Let Freedom Ring start on Wednesday, July the 5th?
I hope so.
So you love this. This is, like you said, this is your Super Bowl.
Right. Well, it's our birthday, so you know, this is our big thing. So obviously, I'm sure we've already got ideas rolling from city staff of what we can do next year. So I'm really excited. This will be fun.
Very good. She is Gretchen Kaler with the City of Tiga K. You've got events happening Saturday, July the 1st, Monday and Tuesday the 3rd and 4th with the Boat Parade, the Carolina Ski Show, the Paddleboard Fun Run, which you can still register for, and of course a full day of fun from the parade at 9 a.m. on Tuesday to the Lions Club Fish Fry in the afternoon and the fireworks at the Glennon Center at 9:30 in Tiga K. Gretchen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gretchen.